Fernando and Greg.
99.7 Now.
Hey, Fernando and Greg, faithful. Man, what a busy morning it's been. Just going to take a breath, let you know that at 9:20, we're picking another name to pay your bills, and then we're going to double your money. I hope you're registered at 997now.com. So if you just settling in at work, you got a second, worth it to do it right now. Just log on, 997now.com. Tell us who you are so we can pay your bills today.
And because it's Thursday, pay your bills does not end at 9:20. It goes throughout the day, all the way into St. John's show. Shan will have another name, of course, when she kicks off her show at 10:20. We do have another name, 920, doubling your money. And you may need it if you live in San Francisco. Not only is it expensive to live here, as we all know, but especially in the city, it is just sort of a rite of passage. When you move here, you're not considered a resident until your car's been broken into and they've stolen something from you. Now, I remember the first time it happened to me. It was a bag of laundry that I left in my car.
And you were probably broke back then.
Well, it was not even that it was broke. It was half at my boyfriend's at the time, and he was furious at me for leaving it in the car because I just picked it up from wash and fold.
Oh.
And yes, I was broke. But then he was like, "Dude, my favorite jeans were in there." I was like, "You don't care that my window is smashed and I'm just fresh off the plane from Texas and I'm devastated?" Like, no. He cared about his jeans. That's all he cared about. Then it happened to the next car I got. Fernando and I went to lunch.
Yeah.
And as the last time I went to lunch with Fernando.
Hayes Valley. Yeah.
And Hayes Valley.
See what happens?
Right in front of a store. And they stole the computer that the radio station owned. So at least it was just their computer.
Yeah. And I bet they got a nice surprise when they opened up that computer because God knows what you were watching on it.
It was 14 years ago, so God knows what I was watching on there. My tastes have changed over the years, let's just say. Well, recently, you know, my car's been broken into a couple of times, but they don't smash the window anymore. They got some sunglasses, but nothing can top this one.
All right.
A man recently had his car parked in an alley in South of Market.
Okay, you... I'm not even going to say it.
Listen, you're begging.
You're begging.
I know.
You're begging.
Parking is so difficult, especially in this part of town.
If it's in an alley.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Want to know?
Or you take an Uber.
You want to know what he left in his car?
What?
His prosthetic arm.
What?
Yes.
No.
I guess he only needed one arm that day. He left. He's like, "I don't need this. It weighs me down.
I know. It's too much."
He was going for a jog, and that weighed him down, I guess. I don't know.
Like, he only needs it to drive or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
They stole the prosthetic arm.
It ain't safe. It ain't safe out here, not even for a prosthetic arm.
I don't know. You know, Fernando, those are expensive, so I guess there's a black market for everything. So you ask why, I guess maybe they can get money for it.
You can get anything in the TL, like, for money.
What? Oh, how much you give me for a prosthetic arm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but aren't
here
those,
you go.
I don't know. I guess in my mind, I'm thinking, aren't those like custom made? Like they wouldn't fit anybody else. I mean,
you would think.
Just like one are size not fits thinking all. Like that.
You would think the break-in took place. Oh,
at least I'm thinking clearer than a crackhead. I can always look. I can always look to that.
Listen to where he parked his car, though. He parked his car on Cleveland Street, which is a tiny alley. Near Folsom and 7th Streets. That's the worst part.
No.
That's over there by that courthouse you go to.
Oh, no, yeah, really. Girl.
I wouldn't leave a stick of gum visible in my car.
Dude, I would double park in front of the courthouse and then go talk to people at the courthouse because that's how bad it is over there. You don't leave your car over there.
Do you want to know how many car break-ins there were in San Francisco alone in January of this year?
Do I want to know?
30,000.
1,800 in 1 month.
Wow.
1 month of this year. And it averages, so they were down. It's a decline. San Francisco averages about $2,200 automobile break-ins per month. Some of the more interesting place are things that they have stolen in the last couple of years. Cremated ashes of a woman's father. A 200-year-old violin.
Okay.
And remember this, an ice skater's outfits that were thousands of dollars that she left.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
In her car at Fisherman's Wharf.
888-456-9970. Since this has happened to just about everybody in the Bay Area, what was the most ridiculous thing ever stolen from your car?
And if you want to know the hot spots, and this is close to my house, Twin Peaks. So maybe that's why that's why I'm getting it lately. Because once I get on top of the hill, they got to walk down it, so they might as well stop and hit me on their way down to
why
the Castro.
Not? You're convenient.
They're like, we're on our way to the Castro from breaking in the Twin Peaks. Let's stop there in Corona Heights and get Greg.
Greg adjacent.
The Lombard Street area and then Ocean Beach. Those are your hot spots for right now.
The really? Tourist traps, yeah. And people park their car at Ocean Beach. And
yeah, well, here's the thing. That's the one thing I don't think they tell tourists when they come here. It's like, you need to look for the, you know, in those books, they mm-hmm. still sell those books where it's like.
The tour guide books.
Yeah, the tour guide books. They need to, I don't know if they do, but they need to put that in there. Like, if you rent a car, don't leave anything in it. And you might as well just leave the windows down and like.
My friend said this about San Francisco. She's like, you know what? She's pretty from far away. But then when you get up close, ooh. Mm-hmm. Girl's a little rough.
Like, nothing's safe. Like, people like stealing, like, hey, homie, I got a prosthetic arm and a violin. What's up?
Fernando and Greg in the morning just talking about how some poor dude had his prosthetic arm stolen from his car in another car break-in.
I still want to know. There's so many questions I have if he's listening. It's like, was this an extra? Was this a spare?
No, that was an extra.
Well, because I can't imagine, like, hey, I just want to leave my arm in the car.
Right yeah.
Now. Well, you didn't have to. He didn't want to keep it swaying or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he got two.
I need to know why he left it in his car. But somebody smashed the window, South of Market in San Francisco, as they do for anything. They'll do it for a stick of gum. You leave a stick of gum. Like, oh, I want that gum. Mm-hmm. Smash. Thank you.
You can't even leave an iPhone cable out.
No, you can't. I remember I used to have a Jeep. I used to just leave it unlocked because people were breaking into it all the time. And it was a soft top, so I didn't want anybody like to cut through.
Mm.
So
I'm try.
Leave it open. Just get
you
inside.
Remember that song, Detachable Penis?
No.
From a long time ago.
Yeah.
Remember that? What if somebody left that in their car? Like, well, that's gonna be the next thing. That's gonna be the next thing. Oh, you know what? I left my detachable and somebody stole it.
What did somebody steal from?
So I left my car keys in the car. They broke in. Well, they can't say they broke in. They opened the door, and they took them, and they left the car.
What? Why?
To be
Wait, yeah. Why would they? And where were the keys? Were they in the ignition, on the seat? Like, where'd you leave them?
Right in the center console, hanging out with my Ray-Bans. They took those. They took, you know, the car keys, and then that's it. That had my house keys on and everything. Because they just take the car.
Well, I still don't get it. Maybe they didn't want to be car thieves, but they just said, hey, maybe these keys will come in handy later on.
Key thieves, yep. You never know. Well, it's a sick world out there.
Dude, that was what I was really ticked off about. This last time they stole my sunglasses. They stole my Ray-Bans. And yesterday I went to buy new ones. I found the perfect ones, of course. $299.
Oh, hell no. For some Ray-Rays?
Yeah, they're going to get stolen anyway.
Right. Not good.
All right. Thank you, Abe. Hey, I never said a shout out to the guy. Like, when my car got broken into, someone took my bag and they took my laptop out of the bag and then they threw the bag on a sewer. Oh. And a nice guy in Bernal Heights neighborhood found the bag, found some sort of form with my address on it, and returned my bag
to
my front
sewer bag.
Door. I was appreciative of it.
No thanks.
I mean, with no computer in it.
You're right.
A sewer bag.
Yeah, you got all kinds of sewers and feces and everything in your neighborhood.
It was a nice thing to do, although worthless, but still a very nice thing to do. Wake up. Oh,
what a good day. You're listening to Fernando and Greg.
Fernando, yo, Greg.
Always an exciting day. Thursday is at 99.7 now with the next name to pay your bills. Coming up at 10:20 with Shan and then on the 20s all day. Shan, what do they got to do to get this money?
997now.com to sign up and then listen. The trick is to listen. If you don't listen, you can't win. Therefore, you can't win double the money today.
Yes. No,
that's a trick.
And you may need that money if somebody be breaking into your cars. We were talking about this whole hour about things that get stolen in San... It's not just San Francisco. It's all the Bay Area. But it's the worst in San Francisco.
Yes.
Dude got his prosthetic arm stolen in South of Market.
Poor thing.
I was just thinking about... Fernando was like, well, what they going to do with that arm? Folsom Street Fair? Ever heard of it? That's all I'm going to say.
Right? And
I just thought of that. I'm like, all right, Dory Alley? You ever been to Dory Alley?
You're right. And you're right. It was South of Market, so this all makes sense.
If he ever wants to find that arm again, he could go to one of those festivals. He'll probably find it.
And those things are custom. Like, homie has to go through that whole
process
again.
It's not like one size fits all. You can't go to Target and be like, let me get a prosthetic arm.
No, you can't. You can't order on Amazon Prime.
People are heated about this. On the texting hotline, 925 says, I was parked in the marina. Somebody broke in and stole 3 bottles of champagne. Rude.
I know.
Somebody else said, they broke in. All I had was a candy wrapper and they took it.
A candy wrapper.
Wrapper. A gold candy wrapper. I mean, they break your window for nothing.
Ashley, what'd they take?
Okay, so it was a backpack, which is not that exciting, but my sister lived in Hayes Valley. We went to go get bagels. We're walking back to the car, and she sees this dude, and she's like, hey, that's my backpack. He's like, no, it's not. I found it. And she's like, no, it's my backpack. And he dropped it and, like, disappeared. Well, we caught the guy, like, seconds after it happened.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Wow. That's
was her stuff still in it?
Yeah, it had just happened. So, and I didn't understand what was happening. I was like, how did that guy get her backpack? And she's like, no, my car's broken into. But it was awesome because she got it back. I mean, he like literally evaporated because we turned around and he was gone.
Wow.
That is crazy.
They're fast.
I know. And then, it was a bummer because, you know, there was glass all over the car, but it was awesome. We still had her stuff.
Well, hey, your sister and I have something in common. We've both been broken into in Hayes Valley.
I mean, I guess that's how it is. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
That's how it is.
Yeah, for sure. That's one of the names.
Nowhere is safe. Nowhere is safe.
Nope.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, have a good day. Hopefully nobody will steal anything from you or your car for that matter.
I think it's best to just, even if you, like, take your stuff and put it in your trunk. People will still break in your car. Mm-hmm. Pop the trunk to see if there's anything in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still not even safe then. It's just, you can't have anything.
No, just don't carry anything in your car. Because I remember,
came to a meeting. Do you have that paperwork? I didn't bring nothing because I didn't want my car to get stolen. Right. I mean, it's like, you can't win.
Yeah,
you just got to take
theft.
Ubers everywhere.
I'm trying to reduce crime in my neighborhood, right. So I don't carry
anything. Why won't you shake my hand? Oh, because I left my prosthetic arm at home. Yeah. Like, what?
Oh, God. Why won't you? Right. If you say that to a one-armed man, you're rude.
Really?
Why won't you shake my hand?
Nope, hey, sorry, not today.
Oh, yeah, I would have stormed off and said, not today, Jesse. Not today with
all
that
right.
joke.
We'll see you tomorrow for a Friday. We'll pay more bills beginning at 6:20. Also, do you have a friend who's very extra with their baby? We'll explain tomorrow after 8 o'clock. All right, we'll see you then. Bye.